Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Friday, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand you're tipping off with basketball.
Yeheus, let's tip off with the National Basketball Association playoffs. The two-time defending champion Miami Heat will host the Indiana Pacers later Friday night, with Miami aiming for another trip to the NBA Finals. Miami leads the best-of-seven Eastern Conference Finals 3-2 and will try to close out the series on their home court at American Airlines Arena in Miami, Florida. I'm predicting a big game tonight from Miami superstar LeBron James. One of the sidebar stories to this series has been the wacky attempts by Indiana's Lance Stephenson to distract LeBron, or get inside his head, as they sometimes say in the sports world, during the fourth quarter of Game 5 in Indiana, which the Pacers won 93-90, Stephenson blew into LeBron's ear. More than a few basketball fans, including my VOA colleague Ashanafi Abeje, describe Stephenson's antics as poor sportsmanship. And even the Pacers team president, Hall of Famer Larry Bird, says he was bothered by Stephenson blowing into LeBron's ear. LeBron got into foul trouble in Game 5 in Indianapolis, where he was on the court for 24 minutes and scored only 7 points, both playoff career lows. I expect LeBron will come out like a lion in Game 6, to once again quote Ashanafi Abeje. I also think there's a good chance we'll see a rematch of the 2013 NBA Finals between Miami and San Antonio. The San Antonio Spurs spanked the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder Thursday night, 117-89, to take a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference Finals. San Antonio star Tim Duncan scored 22 points and grabbed 12 rebounds in Game 5. Speaking after the lopsided victory, Duncan said this has been the craziest playoff series he's ever been involved in his long NBA career. The home team has won each game by big margins. Game 6 in the San Antonio-Oklahoma series will be Saturday night in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. They're playing basketball. We love that
basketball. Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin. We got the game on. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me. This is for the world. Hey. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me. This is for the world. We got the game on.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines. When I start boxing, I'm inspired to fight because of my family. We're very poor. When I'm in training for the big fights, I train hard. Get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, jogging, 1 hour. After that, rest. I go to the gym, we do training. Sometimes I want more. I train hard. I used to train in karate. Right now, I'm inspired to fight for the honor of my country.
Boxing champion Manny Pacquiao is inspired by a lot of different things outside the ring. He's a politician. He's an actor. He's an occasional nightclub singer. But Manny's latest endeavor is definitely sporty in nature. The Pac-Man is planning to be a professional basketball player. You heard me right, VOA sports fans. The 35-year-old Pac-Man, who is 5 feet 7 inches tall, or 1.70 meters, says he'll be a player coach for a new expansion club, Kia Motors, in the Philippine Basketball Association. Action in the PBA is scheduled to tip off in October. Speaking in Manila, Pacquiao told reporters, and I quote, "Even when I was a kid, even before I learned to box, basketball was my first love." The Pac-Man is known for playing pickup basketball games during breaks in training for his boxing matches. Pac-Man says his years as a boxer will help him on the basketball court, especially in coaching. Critics say the Pac-Man's basketball ambitions are just a marketing gimmick for the new club, but his business manager says it's not a publicity stunt. Pacquiao scored a unanimous decision over American Timothy Bradley last month to win the WBO welterweight title. If the Pac-Man pushes through with his basketball career, he would have to do so while training for his next fight, planned for November.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. You might say my latest blog post hits new heights. It's titled "Very Tall Taco Fall of Senegal." And I write about 7 feet 5 inch tall high school basketball player El Hadji Taco Fall, who recently completed his junior or third year at Liberty Christian Prep in Central Florida. Taco came here to the USA in 2012 from Dakar, Senegal, and the Senegalese giant is attracting attention for his height and his basketball potential. Taco's been playing the game only a few years, and in the blog post, I write how one of Taco's big heroes is former Chinese star Yao Ming. If you're keeping score at home, VOA basketball fans, Yao is only slightly taller than Taco at 7 feet 6 inches. In African athletics, I'm looking forward to David Rudisha's return to competition on Saturday here in the United States. Kenya's Olympic champion and world record holder at 800 meters will be racing for the first time in more than a year after an injury-plagued 2013 season. Rudisha was hobbled by knee and leg injuries, and he's eager to test his fitness at the IAAF Diamond League Prefontaine Classic meet in the northwestern U.S. city of Eugene, Oregon. Rudisha's last race was also here in the USA. He won the 800 meters at the Adidas Grand Prix Diamond League meet on May 25th, 2013, in New York City. But in Rudisha's words, it's been a very tough 12 months since then. Rudisha will certainly face some very tough competition on Saturday. Also in the men's 800 meters race is Ethiopia's Mohamed Aman, who won the gold medal in Rudisha's absence at the 2013 World Championships in Moscow. Olympic silver medalist Nigel Amos of Botswana will also be testing his speed in the two-lap race, as well as Sudanese speedster Abubakar Kaki, who has beaten Rudisha 5 times in 13 meetings. Eugene should be a great test of where Rudisha is at now after his long break from the track. Meanwhile, some other top African athletes are also competing at the two-day Eugene meet. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, reports.
Nigerian long jumper Blessing Okagbare and Ethiopian 5,000-meter runners Yeneo Aliamireo and Hagos Gebrehiwet lead Africa's campaign on day one at the IAAF Diamond League in Eugene, Oregon State, United States of America, today Friday. Tomorrow Saturday, Okagbare and Ivory Coast's Muriel Ahore run the women's 200 meters. South African Simon Magakwe runs the men's 100 meters. Kenyan Bedan Karoki and Eritrean Teklemariam Mehdin run the men's 10,000 meters. As Tunisia's Habiba Gribi, Ethiopia's Sofia Sefa, and Kenyan Milka Chemos Chewa go for the women's 3,000 meters steeplechase.
In World Cup football news, we're now only 13 days away until the kickoff of the International Soccer Jamboree in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Brazil will host Croatia June 12th in the opening match. As we look forward to the football extravaganza, the Guardian newspaper in Britain has published a list of the 100 greatest World Cup players. According to The Guardian, a 40-member panel of judges helped compile the list, made up of World Cup legends, Guardian journalists, and international experts. At the very top of the list, and I have no problem with this selection, the great Pelé from Brazil. Pelé is the only player in history to be on three World Cup-winning teams. Number two on The Guardian's list of greatest World Cup players is Diego Maradona of Argentina, and Franz Beckenbauer of Germany is number three. Only three African players made the list. Former Cameroon star Roger Milla came in at number 36 overall, and Nigeria's former midfield maestro J.J. Okocha was number 78 overall. And another Cameroonian player, Thomas Nkono, was number 88 overall on The Guardian's list of the 100 greatest World Cup players.